Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can you, everyone hear me? Okay, praise the Lord. Beautiful song, Sister Geneza. Thank you. All right, if everybody can put your prayer requests in the chat room, we will start with prayer. I have many, many unspokens. Brother Twain has unspokens. Sister Pam, unspokens. Sister Geneza, many unspokens. Sister Denise, unspokens. Sister Ida, unspokens. Brother Joe, unspokens. Sister Alvy, unspokens. Sister Mindy, many unspokens, and praying for travel mercies for our son and granddaughters traveling back to Texas today. Sister Luna, healings for my grandma. Sister Sum, unspokens, and for the Lord to show her new aspects of his will and character this week, to help her to make the right decisions, to help her eat healthy, exercise, and pray for all those who need prayers, not letting me or letting her forget a single one, to bless this church family for healing her sister, Sarita, who is struggling. Okay. All right, I think that's just about everybody. So if we can get down on our knees. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for another week. Thank you for bringing us safely through another week amidst the trials, the challenges, and everything that happened this week. But we thank you for the peace that came with it as well. And we thank you for giving your Son, our Savior and King Jesus, to die for us and for our sins on the cross. And we are so unworthy of that love and for that sacrifice that he had done. But you pick us back up whenever we fall, and we thank you so much for it. And thank you, Father, for being with us as we gather and learn and study more of your word. And please bless our children's study this hour, and as well as for the sermon and studies later on. And please bridle my tongue so that only your truth may be spoken of and be heard today. And please bless all the spoken prayer requests and unspoken prayer requests that are in the chat room. There are many many unspokens, as well as for travel mercies, to help us to know your will and character, to make right decisions, and to be more healthy. Remind us to keep our bodies strong and healthy through exercise, and to not forget to pray for anybody or everybody on our prayer list, and also for healings. That there may be some in our family here that may need healing. So please bless them and heal them according to your will. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. While I wait for your prayer or praises, not prayer requests, your praises to be put in the chat room, I will start with mine. right, I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy and peace and love that comes with it. I want to praise the Lord for a beautiful Sabbath day. It was nice and cool for a little bit earlier when we went for our Sabbath walk with the dogs. So we took advantage of that while we could, because I know when we got back, it started getting hot. So it was good timing when we went. I want to praise the Lord for safely making it through another week, travel mercies, extra rest, my family, health, and just so many other blessings, little and big. Praise the Lord. And I know today's testimony Sabbath, so I'm not sure if Sis Mindy's going to share your praises again later or not, or we're just going to do it now for the children's study. I don't know. It's up to her. Either way, they will be shared. Sister Pam, praise the Lord for teaching her to hear and obey his voice. Amen. I echo that one as well. Seth and Amy and Eli, praise the Lord for all of his creation and nature. Amen. It's very beautiful during this time. Brother Jesse praises the Lord for strengthening him when he is weary in the morning from waking too early. He also reveals parts of his pattern, character, and principles to him every day in the hopes of being exactly like his son one day. Amen. Keep striving, bro. Sister Evie praises the Lord for her health and safety. Sister Luna praises God for helping all in the world. Praise him for healing her when she was sick last week. Praise God for all animals and plants in the world. She also praises God for allowing her camp meeting this year. Amen. Can't wait. Sister Sue praises the Lord for the sunshine, for these blessed services, for time to relax, for peace and happiness, for the ability to prepare and plan for times ahead, for her faith, friends and family, for the blessed grace gifted to us by our beloved Lord, for Jesus' sacrifice and his light, which refreshes us daily, and for all the provision that supplies our needs. She gives thanks for God's wisdom and his word that guides us daily until we are able to stand in the congregation of the redeemed in heaven someday. Thank you for everything, our dear precious Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. Sister Ashley, praise the Lord for her family and helping me find SDR Church. Oh, praise the Lord. Well, welcome if this is your first time with us. Glad you are here. Sister Mindy, yes, I will. Praise the Lord for this beautiful sunny Sabbath day. Praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy it brings, for blessing the time I got to spend with my son and granddaughters while they're here for 2 weeks, and all his many, many blessings and his wonderful love. Amen. Brother Damien praises the Lord for all that the Lord has done, for the animals and plants, and for the wonderful week. Sister Luna praises God for healing her grandma. Sister Barbara likes to praise the Lord for her salvation, the joy with it, and all the answered prayers, protection, and keeping us on our feet through heal issues. The Lord is wonderful. Amen. Sister Denise, praise and thank the Lord for allowing us to see another beautiful Sabbath day. Also, I thank the Lord for his mercy, love, forgiveness, protection, health, correction, for his truth and words. And I thank the Lord for his beloved church family and for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Health issues. Okay. Janisa, praise the Lord for our family, for his amazing love, long-suffering, patience, unfailing grace, all the blessings, mercy, and forgiveness. I can't express in words how wonderful is our God. All glory to his holy name. Amen. Daughters Gabriel and Isaiah, praise the Lord for all the blessings and for all the healing he has done, for the nice weather, for allowing us to be able to be here another Sabbath day, for keeping us safe throughout the week, for this church family, for the roof over our head, and for the food he provides. And praise the Lord for all the wonderful praises. Amen. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. A lot to read this time. All right. I think that's everybody. If not, I will catch them, as we go along. Oh, Sister Jania praises, or also thanks him for his guidance and blessing. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for all the wonderful praises. Amen. And I echo all of them. All right. So our lesson this week, we are still in the life of Christ. So this is part 4. We're still in the youth instructor, article 3 in volume 1. Okay. And we will begin. All right. So we cannot now stop to speak of all the miracles, sayings, and parables of Christ, but will merely refer to his acts of mercy, which he did on the Sabbath. It is thought by some that our Lord broke the Sabbath. This is a very great error. Read Matthew 12. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way to the synagogue on the Sabbath, where they saw the man with the withered hand, they passed through the cornfield. The disciples plucked the ears of corn, what we call wheat, and ate it to satisfy hunger. The Pharisees hated Christ and his disciples and charged them with breaking the Sabbath. But Jesus knew whether he and his disciples had broken the Sabbath or not, and he did not acknowledge that they had broken it. But he reasoned with them and showed to them that such acts of mercy and necessity as eating when hungry was lawful. The Bible nowhere forbids eating on the Sabbath when hungry, and it could be no more sinful or unlawful to eat corn or wheat on that day than to eat bread. When Jesus entered the synagogue, he saw a man there which had a withered hand. The Pharisees asked him this question: is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days? This they asked that they might accuse him. Jesus answered them as follows: what man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then Jesus said to the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like as the other. The Pharisees were angry and held a council against Jesus, how they might destroy him. Christ said it was lawful to do well on the Sabbath days, not contrary to the Sabbath law, but such well-doing as to relieve the distress of man or beast on that day was right, according to the Sabbath law, which is the fourth commandment. Jesus and his disciples did not break the Sabbath. The wicked Pharisees said that their acts were not lawful, but Christ pronounced them lawful. Those who say that Christ broke the Sabbath are on the side with the Pharisees who wish to destroy Christ. And those who say that all his acts were lawful and that he did not break the Sabbath are on the side of Christ. Again, Jesus says, as recorded in John 25:10, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. If Jesus had not kept the Sabbath, then he broke the fourth commandment. But he says that he kept them, and it is sinful to doubt his word. Amen. And one little comment about just for new people that may be coming in and just learning about the Sabbath. And it talks about, go back here. But he reasoned with them and showed to them that such acts of mercy and necessity as eating when hungry was lawful. It's not wrong for us to eat on the Sabbath, but we make sure that in today's age, our food must be prepared beforehand, like all of our cooking, preparation, cutting up, those kinds of things must be done the day prior or even earlier throughout the week. So no cooking is done on the Sabbath. wanted to clarify that. All right. So, all right. If we can have a song by Brother Dwayne, and then we will do our quiz.
My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction, for whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father, son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as father and the son whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, the man that getteth understanding. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11, 12, and 13.
All right, praise the Lord. All right, on to our quiz here. It looks like there's some questions in the room. Brother Alvin answered them. Thank you for that. So, okay. All right, so here's our quiz. Oops. All right, question number one. Where were Jesus and his disciples going on the Sabbath? Was it A, the synagogue, B, Judea, C, wilderness? A, B, or C? Correct. Yep, they were going to the synagogue. A. The answer is A. All right, question number two. What did they pass through? What did Jesus and his disciples pass through on the Sabbath? Corn of wheat or cornfield. Great. Question number three. What did the disciples do? A, tore down the corn with the sickle. B, plucked corn. Or C, played a game. Correct. Yep, the answer is B. They plucked corn. Question number four. Why did they eat the corn or the wheat? Nope, they were hungry. Okay, question number five. What did the Pharisees charge them with? Breaking the blank. Fill in the blank. Correct. They charged them breaking the Sabbath. Question number 6. Jesus showed them that acts of mercy and necessity of eating when hungry was lawful. True or false? True. Good job. Question number 7. What did Jesus see in the synagogue? What did Jesus see in the synagogue when he arrived there? I'll give you a hint. Disability. Yep, he saw a man with a withered hand. All right, good job. Question number 8. What did the Pharisees ask him? A, are you going to heal this man? B, why are you here? C, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? What did the Pharisees ask him? A, B, or C? Correct. Yep. The answer is C. They asked him, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? All right. Question number 9. Why did they ask this question? And I'm going to read Matthew 12, verses 11 and 12. And he said unto them, what man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. So because of this answer from Jesus, what were the Pharisees trying to do? Why did the Pharisees ask him if it's lawful to heal on a Sabbath day? Correct. Yep. They're trying to accuse him, get him in trouble, seeing what he would answer them. All right. Question number 10. What is such well-doing as to relieve the distress of man or beast according to? Fill in the blanks. Correct. Yep. Fourth commandment, which is the Sabbath. Question number 11. What did the wicked Pharisees say of Christ's acts on the Sabbath? A, that it was unlawful. B, that it was lawful. Or C, praise the Lord. Thank you. Correct. Yep. They said it was unlawful of what Christ did. So we know that it was lawful. Good job. All right. Question number 12. What did Christ pronounce them to be lawful? Or what did Christ pronounce them to lawful? True or false? I think I'm missing a word there. Sorry. Supposed to say, did Christ pronounce them to be lawful? Meaning his acts. Sorry. I just noticed it. So in other words, did Christ pronounce what he did on the Sabbath to be lawful? True or false? It's true. Yes. Thank you. All right. Question number 13. On whose side are those who say that Christ broke the Sabbath? Whose side are they on if they say Christ broke the Sabbath? Correct. Yep, you're on the side of the Pharisees. Question number 14. On whose side are those who say that all his acts were lawful? Yep, they were on Jesus' side. All right, last question, question number 15. What does Jesus say in John 25:10? So you have to give me that verse. What does Jesus say in John 25:10? You are correct. Sorry about that. Thank you. Thank you for that. It's Matthew 25:10. Yes, sorry. Why did I get 25:10? John 25:10. I don't know. I guess John was on my mind when I was doing the study. So yes, Matthew 25:10. Oh wait, hold on. Let me see here. John 15:10. Sorry. 15:10. John 15:10. Let me fix that. I'll go ahead and read it. John 15:10. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. John 15, 10. John 15:10. All right. Sorry about that, everybody. I got mixed up there a little bit. All right. Well, thank you all for participating and being patient with me this week and joining us for another study. And I'll hand off the mic to Sister Mindy. See you next week. Sabbath blessings.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? I think we might have a little lag going on here. All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Katie. Praise the Lord for the wonderful study, Sister. All right. So this Sabbath, we're going to finish up our lesson on why the Sabbath is important to obey. And Brother Joe, if you can please get us started. This is Acts chapter 13, verse 44. And the next blank day came almost the whole city together to blank the blank of God. Fill in the blanks. All right, and I'll read it with the blanks filled in. And the next Sabbath day came, almost the whole city together, to hear the word of God. Very good. Question number 31. Who came the next Sabbath to hear God's word? Was it A, only a few people, B, a small group of people, or C, almost the whole city? Very good. The answer is C. Almost the whole city came the next Sabbath to hear God's word. Question number 32. Acts 16, verse 13. And on the blank, we went out of the city by a riverside where blank was wont to be made. And we sat down in blank unto the woman, which resorted thither. Fill in the blanks. Wait for everybody to get their answers in. All right. And on the Sabbath, we went out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wont to be made, and we sat down and spake unto the woman which resorted thither. All right, very good. Question number 33. On what day was prayer wont to be made? Was it A, the Sabbath day, B, the seventh day, or C, both A and B? Very good. The answer is C, both A and B. It was the seventh day, which was the Sabbath. All right. Next question. Acts 17, verse 2. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and 3 blank days reasoned with them out of the blank. All right, and Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures. Very good. Question number 35. How does the Bible tell us that gathering for public worship on the Sabbath was Paul's regular practice. A, as his manner was, B, three Sabbath days he reasoned with them out of the scriptures, or C, all of the above. Very good. The answer is C, all of the above. All right. Next question. You guys are doing a great job. Acts 18:4. And he reasoned in the synagogue every blank and persuaded the blank and the blank. All right, and he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. All right, question number 37. How often did Paul present the scriptures to both Jews and Greeks? Was it A, every day, B, every Sabbath, or C, every Sunday? Very good. The answer is B, every Sabbath. All right, next question. Acts 20, verse 27. For I have not shunned to blank unto you all the blank of God. Very good. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsels of God. Question number 39. How thoroughly did Paul instruct his converts? Was it A, he declared unto them all the counsel of God, B, not very thoroughly, or C, he declared unto them some of the counsel of God? Very good. The answer is A, he declared to them all the counsel of God. Next question. And this is Acts 20, verse 30. Also of your own selves shall men arise, blank perverse things, to draw away blank after them. Right. Also of your own selves shall men arise speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Now, this is a warning to us that we don't want to listen to those that are trying to, speak perverse things, which means, for example, lying about Sunday being the Sabbath instead of Saturday, the seventh day being the Sabbath. All right, next question. Of whom would man arise speaking perverse things? Is it A, of our own selves, B, of other proclaimed Christians, or C, both A and B? All right. It could be, if you put A in there, that is correct. But it also is other proclaimed Christians that could draw away, those that, into their belief, like thinking Sunday is the Sabbath, right? So there's, you know, it could be either. It could be of our own selves, which we proclaim to be Christians, right? And then it could be other people that proclaim to be Christians. Okay, so if you have A or C, you are correct, all right? Okay. Is that what of yourselves means? Yes, of your own selves. So that means of our own, that we proclaim to be Christians. So, but then there's also others that proclaim to be Christians that we know don't keep the Ten Commandments. So that's what, yeah. Okay, hope you understand that. Okay, and then finishing up. These verses also reveal how very important keeping the Sabbath is to God. Exodus 31:13, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily, my blank ye shall keep, for it is a blank between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord that doth blank you. Very good. Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily, my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. That's how important it is to God. It is a sign between us and Him. You know, that we truly love Him and we keep His commandments, including His fourth commandment, the Sabbath. Next question. Exodus 31:17. It is a blank between me and the children of Israel, or blank. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he blank and was refreshed. So in this verse, it's clearly saying that the sign between us and God is the Sabbath, because he rested on the Sabbath and was refreshed. So I'll read it with the blanks filled in. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Question number 44. Ezekiel 20:12. Moreover, also blank them, my blank, to be a sign, blank me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that sanctify them. Very good. Moreover, also, I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that sanctify them. And this is the last question, question number 45. Ezekiel 20:20. And blank my blank, and they shall be a blank between me and you, that you may know that I am the Lord your God. Very good. And hallow my Sabbath, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am the Lord your God. You guys did a great job, and I hope that everyone understands how important it is for us to honor the Sabbath, to, you know, respect the Sabbath, to not pollute the Sabbath, which means doing things we shouldn't be doing on the Sabbath. That pollutes the Sabbath, and that makes God very sad when we don't honor his Sabbath, all right? So it should be a very special day that we spend with our church and our family and going on nature walks and singing worship songs and just shutting out the world on the Sabbath and just concentrating on God and the Bible and thinking on things in heaven. And those are ways that we can please God. All right? All right, praise the Lord. You have a question, Ashley? Go ahead. She's probably typing her question. And my Ashley's typing a question. If you can all get your Bibles out, and we're going to be studying the Ten Commandments. And I believe this Sabbath we're doing Exodus 20. And if I'm not correct, please let me know if it's Deuteronomy chapter 5. Because I honestly forgot. Okay. What about food that doesn't need to be cooked, like cereal or peanut butter sandwiches? Is it lawful to make those foods? Those foods are already prepared. So, like, peanut butter is already a prepared food. And then cereal, all you do is just pour it in a bowl and pour milk in it. I believe that is totally fine. If anybody disagrees, please let me know. But it would be like preparing food would be like, say, chopping up vegetables for salad. You want to have that already prepared. You know, you want to have, if you just warm something up on the Sabbath, that's totally fine. If that, you know, whatever you made the day before, it's all prepared, it's already put together, and you just put it in the oven and warm it up, that's fine. So, does everybody agree that it would be okay to have cereal and peanut butter sandwiches on the Sabbath? I would say with the peanut butter sandwiches, it probably wouldn't hurt to have your sandwiches already prepared on preparation day, and you can put them in like a, you know, a Ziploc baggie. Yeah. Is it okay to eat raw if you haven't prepared? Absolutely. I do that all the time. You know, it's easier for me to just eat raw because I don't have to cook it. I don't have to prepare it unless it's like a salad or something. I already chop up my vegetables and everything. But, yeah, it's totally fine to eat raw on the Sabbath. And, like, if you want to peel a banana or peel a orange, absolutely you can do that on the Sabbath. We aren't, like, real extreme. Like, you can't, like, peel a banana or peel, you know, an orange and that kind of thing. But, like, cutting up an apple, I would do that on preparation day because you're preparing that apple. Does that make sense? All right. Okay, it's Deuteronomy? Okay, no problem. Everybody ready? Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 5. Thank you for letting me know that because I was thinking it was Deuteronomy, and then I thought, well, maybe it was Exodus. All right, so let's get started. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and we're going to make it super simple, the Sabbath. I'm just going to give you the commandment. You tell me what verse it is and what commandment. I'm going to give you the number of the commandment, okay? You tell me what verse it is and what is that commandment, all right? So let's get started. We're going to look up commandment number 6 in Deuteronomy chapter 5. Commandment number 6. What verse is that, and what is that commandment? And if it's a short commandment, you can put the whole verse in, all right? All right, very good. It is found in verse 17. Thou shalt not kill. That is the verse. Very good. All right, on to the next one. I want you to look up commandment number 3. What verse and what is that commandment? Commandment number 3. Right, we're getting our answers in. Very good. That is verse 11. And I'll read that whole verse. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 11. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And that is worded exactly like it is in Exodus 20. All right, the next one. This is going to be verses. I want you to look up commandment number 2. Commandment number 2. And you don't have to put the whole verse in. It's pretty long. Or verses. It's pretty long. Very good. You're going to find it in verses 8 through 10. And it reads, thou shalt not make thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Very good. All right, next one. We're going to look up commandment number 9. And you can put that whole verse in. It's not very long. Commandment number 9. Okay, we're getting some answers put in the room here. That is verse 20, and it reads, neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor. All right. The word is a little different. It has neither instead of thou shalt not bear false witness. Okay, on to the next one. We look at commandment number 5. This is the commandment with a promise. We obey it. What verse is commandment number 5, and what is that commandment? All right, very good. That is verse 16. And it reads, honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Okay, so prolonged means a long life. That's what that means. So, all right, on to the next one, commandment number 7. What verse and what commandment is commandment number 7? Very good. That is verse 18. Neither shalt thou commit adultery. All right. Very good. And the next one, we're going to look up. No, wait for them to get their answers in. I don't want to get too far ahead of y'all. Sorry if I'm going too fast. All right. The next one we're going to look up is commandment number 10. And you don't have to put the whole verse in. It's kind of lengthy. Commandment number 10. Okay, that is found in verse 21, and it reads, "Neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox, or his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's." Okay. And in a correction, if I said verse 16 for commandment number 7, I apologize, it's verse 18. So, sorry about that. Okay. All right, on to the next one. This is going to be verses, and we're going to look at commandment number 4. Commandment number 4, and it's verses, and obviously you don't have to put the whole verses in there because it's long. And this will be the last commandment we'll do because of, I just looked at the time, so. All right. That's correct. It's verses 12 through 15. And it reads, "Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that's within thy gates, that the manservant and thy maidservant may rest as well as thou. And remember that thou was a servant in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day." And that's a great commandment to end this lesson on, since that's what we were going over this Sabbath. So everybody have a blessed Sabbath. I love you all. God bless. We will be going through the commandments in Exodus chapter 20 next Sabbath. And have a blessed Sabbath, everyone. God bless.